teach mikveh is less than a mikveh. So it's a raya that al bitziruf you cannot be mechaber mikveh chaseris. Al bitziruf you can be mechaber one mikveh chaseris to mikveh shleimo. But mikveh chaseris, two mikveh chaseris, that's the gemara. So that's mamesh the halacha of the ravio. Do are kule chalchule mechalchale ubiinon diike memsod mokmechot. Diike sod mechot. So that's the gemara. Now the Ramo, past Ramo, Chaver, they pass like ravio completely.
But the Shaker said that the case of the Gemara is a little bit different than the Ravio, because in this case you put the Sal and the Garagusni down for the sake of being a Mechitza the way it is. This was the Mechitza.
But why shouldn't it be? One second. If there is Siruf in between two Mikvois Chaseres, so that the Sal should be a wall that has many Nikovim, 1/5 Nikovim. And each nekef is a fifth, has a fifth of each verzanate. So if it's mitzuref, so here it should also be mitzuref.
Yeah. There's no spur to say that just because it's put down the shame of chitza,
that's... But even in a wall mamish, if we say that there is siruf, so even in a wall mamish, there should be siruf. 5 or 10 small nekovim, each nekef will be a tenth of each verzanate. Now, now again, we'll see. I mean, before I omitted the Agoyes Ramos, but now I want to omit it. Sifnum Veiz and Simon Veishal, Habole Arif Mikve Posol Yechoser Mikve Kosher Lachshirei Ushishneim Chaseirim Ubole Arvom Lachshirom. צורך שיהיה נקף שביניהם רוחב כשפר הסנית. יקלוח המים יקרי חב הנקף. ולאחר שנסר את הפוסל מהכושר, אף רגע נשאר לאילון, אחרי אפוניסטו הנקף. Then he says, אם יש ניקובים דקים הרבה, מצטרפים כשפר הסנית, אם העמיק ואיך עוד שולם והביס חוסר. Then the מחבר continues. I'm not reading the Agoyes Ramos yet. אבל אם שניהם חסרים אינם קובעים הדקים מצטרפים שפר הסנאי. Now I'll read the מחבר together with הגויס חמור. אם יש ניקובעים דקים הרבה מצטרפים שפר הסנאי, אם המקווה איך עוד שולם בביס חוסר. רמור says, הוא מוטה לך פייר, מקווה בצדנו ולידבל בו, אף על פי שאין בו ממשו, דוארך הלכו למסחלכס, והויל וסום אוכלי נור, ונורים החלחולים שבניהם, שהמים בוים מן הנור, דרך החילחות, דהיינו מקובים דקים שבקר הקו החיבו. מורדכי בשם רביו. So in other words, the Gemara says, הרי חחולי מחלחלי. So according to רביו, that is reference to the case where you don't construct a reservoir close to a mikveh. Far away, it could not even be seen. But of course, if you traverse the earth, you'll find a mikveh. But it's not something that could be seen. So then you couldn't say, no matter how small the mikveh is that you constructed, you have even one revis of water in the reservoir, so you should be able to be tabled. Because there are many, many small cavities in the earth with a little bit of water, and there are many nikovim in the earth, so you should be mitzarif, let's say, 20 small mikvois or 50 small mikvois. So there is no tziruf. But suppose there is a nor, a river visible near the place where you construct a reservoir, so then even if the reservoir doesn't have memso, but since it's constructed very close to the nor, visibly close, not because you know it's gross, it's only 5 miles, but you don't see it. If it is visible, so then it's like being mitzarif, a mikveh chaseiro with a mikveh shleim. That's what Ramos says. Umuta lach peyer mikveh bizrano v'nidvul bo afo pishen bo memso da'arech al chulem ischolaches v'hoyu v'somuch uno v'onurei mach v'chulim shebneyem שמיים בוים מן הנור דרך החלוכו, דיינו מנקוב עם דקש בתחרת האב החיבור. אבל עם שניהם חסרים, דן דמחב הקנטינוס. אבל עם שניהם חסרים, אין הנקוב עם הדקים מצטרפים וכשפר הסנאי. והוא הדין עם חולת מקווה ביסלוי ביסק, אם אין שיר מקווה ביסדך עוד יספוס. זה עוד יספוס. So, the Ravio also mentions the Mishnah Mikvois. The Mishnah, it's not spelled out, but it's the same thing that he said. The Gemara in Chagiga spells it out, that you can be teveil. I mean, the Gemara in Chagiga, salve gagnuse, you can fill up a sack with many, many, many kelim, 100 macht, 1,000 macht. Areas, and you can immerse it. You can immerse it. And even if he has no mouth, let's say the sack is closed on top. So you can fill up his sack with 1,000 machmits in areas and then dump the closed, the tight sack with 1,000 machmits in areas in the mikveh. How is it? There is no nekek shveras anek. The answer is the pores in the sack in total. Heavy shveras aneik. So they are mitzuref. They are mitzuref with the mikveh shleim. With the mikveh shleim. Some male is a good feeling. So he says, the Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Mem is chilek on the Psak of Shechono. It's true. That's the shite. That's the shite of the Rav Yoh, but the Rosh. And the Rosh Achilik, and he says the Rambam is also Achilik, because the Rosh says, in Mikvois, that when do we say the Tzalvi Gargaruse, if you fill up a sack with 1,000 machmits in areas, and you dump the sack, even if the sack is tied, there is no nekev, there is no opening, no mouth, nothing. Completely closed. So if you dump the sack in the mikveh, 1 second, so it becomes toyer only when the level of water in the mikveh is soft al gabe of the sack. So then you have mamishilf, it's soft al gabe. But if the level of water of the mikveh, of the nor, does not soar above the sack, then the tefillah is not tailored. Why? But the question is, why is it necessary that it should be tzofal gabov? So the Chacham Tzvi says, because there is no tzilf in Shveras Aneid. There is no tzilf in Shveras Aneid. In order to have yiruf for Shveras Aneid, there must be one nekev kishveras Aneid. Not many nikovim, but sex salvik agarusa is yiruv mamish. It's not a din of yiruv, because if it's sofal gabov, if you have a kele that water doesn't penetrate some mele into the kele, so then even if the maim is sofal gabov, so it's like. It's a special compartment in the mikveh. So there is no yiruv. Mashenkin, if you have a sack that the water penetrates, and if it's sofal gabov in addition, so then it's yiruv mamish. It's yiruv mamish. So it's not for aloche of yiruv mikvois gifarasan. Yiruv mikvois gifarasan is a din. It's not as simple as it is. It's aloch l'meishim sinai, like all children. But when you dump a sack with kelim, it's not It's not a din yiruv. It's mamish yiruv. What does yiruv mean? It's mamish yiruv. The water penetrates. All the water of the mikveh penetrates through the sack, the material of the sack. So it's yiruv mamish. So anyway, and he mentions the Raya from the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam is not Mucha, but the Rash and the Rosh is Mucha. Anyway, he paskens neged the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. And Le'aloche, I don't think any Rov in the world, whether Ashkenazi or Svardi, will rely on the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo and be matir, a Niruv Mikvois by making in the wall a number of small holes in total in Rishvars. I haven't heard, and I'm sure that no one will rely on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Chacham Tzvi mentions Rayas that most Rishenim are Chilek and Rav Yom. So that is...
Yeah.
Chacham Tzvi, I don't consider
the Chatzitza when it's put down in the middle. I consider the Hefzik. If
what do you mean?
If it's
you mean clear?
Also like feel, but if the water is so going through, so it should be considered an eruv. It should be considered an eruv, just like we're considering an eruv without the din of kishrei feres. It's mamish morav. So why is it considered a hefzik?
No, it's not mamish morav. There, it's not mamish morav, because how much water comes through, through the pores in the earth. Very little,
no,
minimum for that.
The case with Salom, the Garagusni, was used as a chitza, was used as a hefzik when it was mapsik the mikveh into two.
Yeah.
This is the Salom of Garagusni, and it was mapsik the mikveh into two. So then the Gemara says, it's loy also loy tefila. But why is it loy also loy tefila if the water is constantly going through this wall? And the wall,
but it's not, you see, over there, when you are table inside the sack, so the whole sack becomes filled up with water, as if the sack didn't exist. Mashenkin here, it's not as if there hadn't been a wall. There is, it's an obstruction, it's quite an obstruction. But some water will go through it. But it's not as if it had been non-existent. There, when you dump a sack, so the sack is like Aver. The material of the sack is like Aver. It's non-existent. On a practical level, it doesn't serve as any obstruction anyway. Here, it is an obstruction, quite an obstruction. It reduces the flow to a minimum. It reduces the flow of water from one side to the other to a minimum. But it does go through, it's true. But it reduces, there will be shifers and need water that will go through. But it reduces, it is an obstruction. So you cannot ignore it, you see. In a sack, you can ignore it. As if the walls of the sack had been avir. Air, mamish, doesn't serve any purpose.
Because the water is going through so regularly.
That's right. As if it had been completely torn. The same way. The same way. That's right. All right. Now. All right. I just want to finish up to Echodim Elfan and Echta. That's another thing. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh. Harei omru haboreishe verubei b'mayim shuvim v'toya shenoflu al reishe v'al rubei shlei shalugim mayim shuvim tom. That's one of the chesdova. The zikni b'shamay and zikni b'silu or geze. That if a tfulyei was boreshe v'mayim shuv, boreshe immersed himself in the mikveh of mayim shuvim, so he becomes posel lecheltum. A tfulyei. What is a tfulyei? Tfulyei means if somebody is tamei, and he has to, let's say, to count 7 days, then on the seventh day he's tabled before Shkias HaChamo, and then he's allowed to eat Tchumo after Tzisa Kechovim. So a Tful Yeh means so he's tabled before Shkia, and he's not allowed to eat Tchumo until Tzisa Kechovim. So in the interim between the Tfile and Tzisa Kechovim is considered as a Tful Yeh. Tful Yeh. So suppose a Tful Yeh so immersed himself in Maim Shuvim, in Maim Shuvim, or somebody poured Maim Shuvim on him, he gave him a douche, I mean he gave him a shower, so then he becomes Posel Lecho B'Tchumah. That is Tful Yeh. So, Toya means, Tful Yeh means somebody who became Tommy. But he was already, counted, let's say he was a Tomei Mes, so he had to count 7 days, and so he came with Zion, and on the seventh day before Shkia, he goes into the mikveh, and then after the Sekachovim, he's allowed to eat in Tchumo. So is it fully. Suppose somebody is a Toya Gomo, he never became Tomei. So a Toya Gomo, if it is somebody gave him a shower with Maim Shuvim, so then he also becomes Lecho B'Tchumah. That's
his
Lecho B'Tchumah, he cannot eat Tchumah.
Why not?
Why not? So it's a special reason. The Chesdavo, because many mikvois in the Bayisheni were not clean. Not clean. So Menele, when a Tomei immersed himself in the mikveh, in Horus, in those days, they didn't have, such fancy mikvois. So some of the mikvois were natural mikvois, you see. Rainwater.
Muddy.
They were shochim, it was not clean. It was putrid. It was not clean. So if Itome immersed himself in a mikveh, that the mayim or mayim shochim, the water was not clean, was putrid, so then he couldn't stand it. So after the immersion in the mikveh, he took a shower, or he took a bath in Maim Shuvim. So a shower is noflo al reishe, Maim Shleisha Lubim, Maim Shuvim. And the bath means that it's Bobi Maim Shuvim. So that was the regular thing for many Tmeim who, after they came out from the mikveh, they want to wash off the dirt. So they wash themselves off in a shower of Maim Shuvim or in a bathtub of Maim Shuvim. So then many Jews started to say, oh, the mitaya is not the immersion in the mikveh, but the immersion in the bathtub, the shower is the mitaya. I mean, they use their own, human common sense without lomdes. So that's the natural thing to say. I mean, why should the immersion in the mikveh in dirty water be mitaya? On the contrary, the clean water of the shower, of the bathtub, that is the mitaya. So, as a result, many people started to neglect the union of time. Why do we have to immerse ourselves in unclean water and then wash off? So we'll just bypass the immersion in the mikveh. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakei, that if somebody is even a toya, takes a shower in Maim Shuvim, he becomes poslecho b'tchumah, and then he has to immerse himself in a mikveh. All right, he doesn't like dirty water, so let the Jews construct clean mikvehs. But so in order to correct that mistake, that the people shouldn't think that the immersion in clean water, Maim Shuvim, is the thing that is mitaya. But so Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this: Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Harei Omru Haborei Shevi Harobei B'Maim Shuvim Vitoya Shinofla Reshiv Al Rube Shlesh Lor Lugi Mayim Shuvim Tab. So there is a remarkable deal, can Rabbi Yomiyas remember. Habo Reshiv Rubi Mayim Shuvim means he took a bath in Mayim Shuvim. And Toya Shinofla Reshiv Al Rube Shlesh Mayim Shuvim, Noflu means he took a shower. Why is it Ligabe Tuyei? He mentions an immersion in Mayim Shuvim. And Ligabi Toya Mamesh. Tvuye means he's not really Toya. He was Tomei, but he was already Teveil, and it's still before Tzisak Chavit, before Harav Shemesh. So he's not allowed to eat in Tvuye. That's a Tvuye. So Ligabi Tvuye, Gabi Tvuye, so even if he took a bath in Mayim Shuvim, so he becomes poslech b'tchumah, and he has to be tevel himself in the mikveh in order to be allowed. But ligabei toya gomor, only if he took a shower in Mayim Shuvim. But if he took a bath in Mayim Shuvim, not. What's the difference? So Tesvah says, hocha yasinah, b'fere kamed Shabbos, d'al tful yeim dafke gozru b'biyeh, v'kolshkin b'infile, avol toya dafke b'infile. Why? Vitaime imeri dechmiru binifile mishum shemaise kachoyo. Kiti omar hosom voyo mavirim vio enistin aleim shlish lug maishim. That was the regular thing. After they came out from the unclean mikveh, they wanted to wash off the water, you know, that was not, that was so ruach, so they took a shower. Whether they took the same kind of shower as we take today or a different kind of shower doesn't make any difference. But they took a shower. In other words, some, what does a shower mean? When water pours over the head. So somebody poured through a hose, poured, or he himself poured through a hose, he poured us like a shower on himself. And Bobi Mayim Shuvim means taking a bath. Taking a bath. So the usual thing was to do it al dinifile. So mele that is more humble. Since the source of the mirshul, of the mistake, was shuvim al di shower al dinifile, so the chachomim are machmir, that if it's nifile of maim shuvim, so even a toya gomo becomes also lechav b'tchumah. Mashenkin ligabei. If it's immersion in Mayim Shuvim by Toya Gomo, he doesn't become Salach B'Tchumah. But Ligabi Tvulyeim, since the Mirshal happened usually with Tvulyeim, so the Chachom Mo Machmia, that not only if one takes a shower of Mayim Shuvim, that's Noflal Reishe Gimul B'Mayim Shuvim, but even if he immerses himself in a bathtub of Mayim Shuvim, he's that full yain becomes possible lech b'tchum. So, horeg asin for the comedy Shabbos, the al full yain dafke gozul vi bia vi kol shkin min fila, avol toya dafke min fila, vi taime in ari dechni o min fila, mishum shemai se kachoyo, ki di om arosom shlei shaloi vi maim shuvim. So, boi rabbi amie, chetzi vi bia vi chetzi vi min fila. My, suppose a look in the mechza will be through a shower of maim shuvim. And the lug of mechza will be in an immersion in Mayim Shuvim. Is it mitzvah? Omar Rav Pope Ari Yomru, Bal Keri Chile, Shenos Nolov, Tisho Kabi Mayim Toye, Mayim Is Toye. Ezra was misaken, it's not really relevant to us, because that's one of the Takonis Ezra that became bottle, because it's Lo Nispashta Berev Atzibu. But Ezra was misakin that the Balkari is osa bitfile and osa bitvetere until he stay there, or until he stay there, Mashenke, so he has to be tevel if he's in perfect health. But suppose he's a chile, and chile doesn't mean a chile mamish. In other words, a weak person who has problems with health. So then the Takonis says the words, he can be mutali divertera or bitfile, even if he will take, let's say, a shower. So in other words, So in other words, if somebody wants to be mehader for the Takonis Ezra, now the Takonis, the Rambam Paskins, the Takonis Ezra, so it was bought because it was not nispashed by the Tzibor, and all the Rishinim Paskin like that. And there's the Gemara in Brochus. So in other words, but according to the original Takonis by Ezra, a Balkari was not allowed mid Rabbonim to be mispalel or to learn divrateiro, unless he was teveil, or if he was not a strong person, unless he took a shower of tisho kabimai. So now the Rambam, there is a tshuva in the Rambam. So the Rambam, there is many tshuvas. The Rambam, to his Talmidim, especially to Rabbi Yosef ben Maknan, and there is one tshuva to Rabbi Yosef ben Maknan. Rabbi Yosef ben Maknan was very upset because there are many Jews who criticized the Rambam. They said the Rambam has wrong hashkofes, the Rambam. Because he studied philosophy and he discussed philosophy. So they criticized him. I mean, in those days, he also had kanoim who criticized everybody, you know, who did not agree with them. So Rabbi Yosef ben Maknan was very upset about it. And he was a Talmid of the Rambam. So he wrote that he is very upset by the fact that many Jews criticized the Rambam. They talk against him. So the Rambam writes in the letter to him, don't be upset. After all, why should you be upset? I'm not upset at all. On the contrary, I'm happy. Because that's what the Rambam writes. There is a mitzvah of after l'rachok meicho. And these kanoim, they enjoy criticizing me. So I'm happy. You should also be happy.
They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they enjoy themselves. Why should you be upset? Then one person wrote to the Rambam that the Dayan of Alexandria, and it is a very important letter. I mean, this should be a lesson to us. A very important letter. I mentioned it in rebutting a certain attack by a certain Rav, I don't want to mention the name, who criticized all the Rosh Yeshivas in Yeshiva University. So I mentioned that letter of the Rambam. So somebody wrote to him that the Dayan of Alexandria, even mentioned the name, but I won't mention the name, the Dayan of Alexandria was probably a big Talmud Chochem. In the days of the Rambam, he was recognized as the Dayan of Alexandria. So he said that the Rambam is never tevil ikari. So he said the Rambam writes in a letter, Umasho Omar Olai, Hadayan Alexandre, she ina ni devalikirye, shekel devia. Vihu mitzilaz negdi. All of a sudden, the Rambam is not tolerant.
He responds to these
things. Yeah. In respect to those who criticized him for having a favorable opinion of Aristotle. So he says, why are you upset? V'aftor ahak meicho. They enjoy themselves criticizing me. So we should also rejoice over the fact that they enjoy criticizing me. So tolerant. And then, why isn't he tolerant to the Dayan of Alexandria? What did he say at all? And the Dayan of Alexandria did not say the things that the other Kanoim said. The other Kanoim said that the Rambam was not a real Yireel Kim, to see. He was not a Maimin Emuno Pshuto Ami. So, it's a more terrible thing than he was not a. The answer is, those things, when they criticize the Rambam for having a positive attitude towards Aristotle, it was true. It was not a Sheker. It was not a Bilbo, except that they disagreed. So we have a right to disapprove. Mashinkin, what the Dino Alessandro, he was Mitzilazi, Sheker. So that cannot be tolerated. What is that? No. When a person sincerely believes that another person, no matter how great he is, so, but he has long hashkofes, so he has to be tolerated. He's the Teyabi's das. They felt that the Rambam did not have the real emunah. He was not the real mind. So, but when they said something, they accused the Rambam that he was not tevili kari. Did they have any evidence that the Rambam was not tevili kari? Because the Rambam paskened that you are allowed to daven. So then they drew a conclusion. Oh, he paskens, you are allowed to daven. That means that the Rambam is out. So he says, Shemeilom loy limnati mi'atzmi lelitvel lekeri im loy bimokim chayli. He never missed being tevili kari, except if he was sick. So then, but the Dayan didn't say that. The Dayan said, he just ignores it. So I said, when they criticize, let's say, Dr. Lem for his philosophy of Torah, they have a right. But when they say that all the Rebbeimish in Yeshiva University, everybody, myself and the greater Rosh Yeshivas than myself, so the Maimar Chazal of Kol Talmud Chochem Shein Bideo Nivelo Teva Imenu, that cannot be tolerated. That's Meisi Shemra, and the Yerushalmi says, Ein Le Mechilei Lomis. And I said the same thing in regard to those who attack Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm not Lubavitcher Chassid. So if somebody attacks Lubavitcher Rebbe for certain things that he said, okay, even though I think that he's grounded in narrow-mindedness, Lubavitcher Rebbe certainly has a right to think the way he thinks. He's a Boki Bishas, and he doesn't need the askome of any Rosh Yeshiva, I mean, to say whatever he says. All right, but they sincerely think so. But when they accuse the Lubavitcher Rebbe that the Lubavitcher Rebbe considers himself as a Moshiach, that is terrible. That cannot be tolerated. Because the Rambam did not tolerate the criticism by the Dayan Alexandre. And the Dayan Alexandre was as much of a Lambam as the Kanoim who criticized the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and much more too, I'm sure. I didn't test them, and I didn't test the Dayan of Alexandria, but one can be sure that he was much more of a Lamb, and much more sincere, and much more of a Yerushamai than any Rav or any Rosh Yeshiva who says that the Lubavitcher Rebbe considers himself as a Mashiach. If, let's say, they criticize the Lubavitcher Rebbe for saying that the Freyer Dika Rebbe did not sleep in the sukkah because of being all right, I don't see anything wrong in that. Okay, but they have a right. But to accuse the Lubavitcher Rebbe that he considers himself as a Moshiach, that's a sheker. And that cannot be tolerated. Because the Rambam did not tolerate shkorin. So no one else should tolerate shkorin. So there's the aloha. So the Gemara says, Omar Afope, Hare Omru Balkeri Chile Shenosnu Loftisho Kabi Mayim Toya, Boi Rafope, Chetzi Bitfile Vechetzi Binisine Mayim. Take. All right.
Take. No.
Yeah. I don't know. Echad imri von ein Echtav, wie echad imri von ein Echtav is posh. The Mishnah has a number of boves. One bove says, echad imri von ein Echtav, wie echad imri von ein Echtav posh. Then another bove says, shnayim imri von ein Echtav. Achodim al Lefanein Achodim. It's all a posel. That's a big achilut. For Yudim Achsh. Then, Achodim al Lefanein Achodim al Lefanein Achodim al Lefanein Achodim al Lefanein Achodim. So the last Bobbe is it of a poshut, because Schneimim in front of Nechtam. So Mele, you have a Kim Storis of Kolatir Kule. But there are two Bobbes. In one Bobbe, the Mishnah says, Echodim in front of Nechtam, the Echodim in front of Nechtam is poshut. Schneimim, then another Bobbe, Schneimim in front of Nechtam. The Echodim for the Nechtam, also possible. 1 second, please. For Rabbi Yudah Marsh. Now the question is, when Rabbi Yudah is Marsh, does Rabbi Yudah refer only to the second body of Shnayim from the Nechtam, the Echodim from the Nechtam? But in the case of Echodim before the Nechtam, the Echodim from the Nechtam, then Rabbi Yudah is made is possible, or Rabbi Yudah is Chelei Kavrishim. That has to be seen. Now, Echodim from the Nechtam, the Echodim from the Nechtam post. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yechanan, Lo Yishonu Elo Shein Haget Yeitzi Mitachas Yidei Shneyem. Avol Get Yeitzi Mitachas Yidei Shneyem is kosher. So, when do we say that if one says before an Echtam, and the other one says before an Echtam, so then it is possible only if only one of the two is Ishliach, and the other one is just made, but is not Ishliach. So just an Idechot, he doesn't have any special mnemonis. Ishliach has special mnemonis by get. But an Idechot, not Ishliach, so get is not different than other stars. So Mele, he says, Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yechanan says, in the Mishnah refers to the case where one is Ishliach, and the other one is not Ishliach, so just a Nidachot. So the other one's testimony is Kimandilese, Nidachot. Yes, so we only have a testimony in regard to before an Echtam, or before an Echtam. So it's like one Shliach saying, before an Echtam, avolu before an Echtam, before an Echtam, avolu before an Echtam. So it's not good. I will get Yeitzi Midachas Yishayim. But suppose both are Shluchim. The one who testifies on the Ksive is a Shliach, and the one who testifies and the chsime is a shliach, so then it is kosher. I will get to the shneim kosher. So, alme, so the Gemara says, alme kosova or shneim sheivio get in dines hayam, in tzrichim sheim ufan nata vanecht. Let's go over the Rashi. Shein aget yitzim tachaz yishneim, shein shneim shluchim ba'avosim. Do you have a shnaim shivio get? Elecho di vie tzori chamivi amivi limer for necht of a nechtam. Vizel oma, only one is a shliach. So the one who is a shliach, who has special mnemonis, he only testifies on one part of the subject matter of the testimony. Ksive, ksime, whatever. So mele is prof. Avol haget yeitzi bibezdin. So Rashi's lesson is Sheshneim Aduki. But it doesn't mean that they have to hold it. Lav Dafke. It means they both have Ishaiches to the get. They are both Shluch. But Lav Dafke Adukim. Ushneim Shluch. Is kosher. Why is kosher? Aume. Kosova Shneim Shevio get in the Sayam in Tzrich Shim from Yatmanach. Why does the Gemara draw the conclusion? At first blush, this seems difficult. How do we know from Rabbi Yechanan's memory that Shnayim Sheivio get, there is no requirement of Fanechta Fanechta? Maybe there is a requirement. But why is Nemon? Because they are both Shluchim, and the Shliach has special Nemones. special amonis, as the Gemara says, Dav Gimu Amid Aleph, his special amonis. So here too, they have special amonis. There are two shluchim. So each shliach, Reuven and Shimon, are both shluchim. Reuven testifies on the ksive, and Shimon testifies on the ksive. Each one has special amonis, mid Rabbanan. So that's why he gets his kosher. How do we know that the reason is why it's kosher is because Shnayim Shiviyo, so you don't have to say Fnach Fnach. Maybe they do have to say, but they have mnemonis. So Rashi, that's what bothers Rashi. So that's why Rashi says, the Afal Gav Dilach Doi Kun Kamu, Dilachadat Zrechu Lemeima Tavaye, Dilich Lefebikim Shtukas Dachon. So Rashi says, no. Since Midaraisi, any Dechodiv Meishliach has known, especially and it's only shliach because shliach made a daik, so a special mones. But only if the same person who testifies on the chsime testifies also on the chsime, so then he has special mones, and we are not chesheish. Maybe people when they see the bezdin was mamin. Any dechot, a shliach, and kiyum shtores, and kiyum aget, so they'll say shor shtores also any dechot znemo, because they have a hekah, because they see that here the same shliach who testified on the chsime, which is common to all shtores, also testified on the chsive. But if Reuven will testify on the chsive, and not on the chsime, and Shimon will testify on the Chsime, not on the Chsive, some people will see that they'll hear the testimony by Shimon, and they will not hear the testimony by Reuven. They don't have to testify at the same time. So Mele, and then they'll get the impression, Bezdin accepted the Haggadah of Nidechot, and get, they'll say, Shor Shtores, and the dechot can be mikayim, so that's it takole, that's it mirsh. But in the case where the same shliach who testifies on the ksime, then it will preclude the possibility of a mistake by people. Mashin came, if it's different, even if they are both shluchim, then it's very likely that people make that mistake and they'll equate all shtores. There's nidechot can be mikayim. So mimele, so the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yechanan says that if shneim shluchim, and then it's kosher, if one says before a nechtam, and one says before a nechtam, so it's a raye that when there are two shluchim, then there is no takone. You don't have to testify altogether. So mimele, of course, it will not be Gorua when they do testify. This is what Rashi says. The Afal Gavdo Ikun Kamre, the Lechadat Zrechu, the name of Tavaye, the Lechotet, the Kim Shtores, the Arme, Afil Hoche Kosh, the Kosova, Shnaim Shivi, you get in Zrich Lena, the Tamai, the Taime Mishum, Shemed Mitzuim Likani, the Areid Mitzuim Likani, the Kashi.
We have Edis right here.
That's right. In other words, According to Rashi, so Rabbi Yechanan has to accord with the Shita of Rove, not with the Shita of Rav. So then Rashi has a very strong Kash, Monefshah. If you say the reason is why, if two are shluchi, so they don't have to say Fanechtam, because the whole purpose of saying Fanechtam, in case we have to be mikaimet. So here if there are two shluchim, so these two will be able to be mikaimet. So why only they are shluchim? Even if they're not shluchim, but they know that it was nechtam. So the aloha should be if there are two. Who come to Bezdin and they are familiar with the signatures of the Eidim, so there should be no need for Bufan Nachtam. Why only if two shluchim? even if there is one shliach. But there are two outsiders who happen to be familiar with the chesim of the Eidim. And Bez knows that they are familiar. We shouldn't require a shliach to say before an achtu, before an achtu. Vi kasha kitten di seif seif shnayimei. Mali shneim shluchim, mali echad mehem. Hare Eidim itzun li kaimei. So Rashi says, lo yipolu grabonon bilboi nechavur asnoshim libol yechidi. They machten beidek beile. Do we mucha milset. Mi boso lahach shirazeh, yachshiro ezeh. אבל כששניים הביאו מילסה דימוכי ולא השכיחי ולא אחמר רבון. So Rashi gives a very simple parrot. Because אם כן עושה את דבריך לשאור, if we'll say that even when Reuven and Shimon are not both שלוחים, Reuven is a שליח, and Shimon is not a שליח, but Shimon happens to be familiar with the signatures, so then people say, they will not be so alert to be midayik the facts, and they will say that even when shliach does not come together with somebody else, so it's also not necessary to say for nachta for nachta. Mashein kei, if we limit it to the case where the two who are familiar with the signature are both shluchim, so then people will not extend it to a case where they're now to just one. That's what Rashi says. Omer Abaye El Amrato Seife Diktone Shnai Mimel von ein Echtav the echod imel from the nechtam posel for Rabbi Yude Machsh. The seife, you say, Rabbi Yechanan says, now here there is, the Maseir Sasha says, so chleima Rav Ase, not Abai. And there is a very good reason as to why. Because to who said that I loishanu, elo, שאין הגט יצן תחס את ישניהם, אבל גט יצן תחס את ישניהם כאשר רבי יחנן. And Abaye lived so many years after רבי יחנן. Abaye was a Talmid of Rabbi, not of רבי יחנן. So it was years later. So how can we say, אומר לאבאי, אבאי said to רבי יחנן. When Abaye was living, so רבי יחנן was not living anymore. So that's why he says, Omalei Ravasi. Ravasi was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So Ravasi said to Rabbi Yechanan, Omalei Ravasi, El Mato, if you, Rabbi Yechanan, you say that the Reish is the Bobe that deals with the case of Echodim from the Nechtam. The Echodim from the Nechtam, so it's possible. The Seife did mention the Gigachidish, Schneimen von der Nachtam, wie Echodim von der Nachtam Post, wie Rabbi Yude Machshir, Taine din ad getetzin dachasi Schneem, ho getetzin dachasi di Schneem, Machshir. But just as you, Rabbi Yechanan, say that in regard to the Reishe, that is possible, Schnei, Echodim of Necht, Echodim of Necht, and possible, only if it is in Yitzim Dachashneim, but O Yitzim Dachashneim, it's kosher, because Schneim Shevi Uget are not required. So the same thing should apply to the Sefer too, because the reason is why if Yitzim Dachashneim is kosher, because you don't need it all together. So if you don't need it all together, so Mimele, so Time the dinner, get yet in the Arishne, ho get yet in the Hasdishne, Mercher Abram. Omalay, in a canam, we hear in get yet in the Hasidishne, be my plea. So, what is, if it's in get yet in the Hasdishne, so what is the Machlokes? Marsova Gazrinon, the Maasia, the Huven became stored down with the Echot. Umar sova aloi gazrin on. Now let's see the Rashi again. Seife dikton. Plukte de Rabbi de Rabbonon. Al kocho bishein agetetim da has di shneim. Di shneim shluchim yachshe Rabbonon. In other words, without saying anything. So of course the Rabbon couldn't say post. The Afar gav di amira di dula et lomo. Doshnaim shiviyu getin tzrin leima. So, b'mai kliye hoyu v'echod mivyei v'hu li'oma ki tikne chachomim amai k'mach shera b'yudei. In other words, since the seif has reference to the case, since the seif has reference to the case where it's in yitzim d'chaz v'yishnei, so m'meile, so why is Rabbi Yudei machshir? Why is Rabbi Yudei machshir if it's in yitzim d'chaz v'yishnei? So might we go hoyu v'echod mivyei, v'yuhu li'oma k'tikn chachomim, but is not enough. We have to testify in everything. In everything. And the one who says before an echtam, so he is not a shliach. So why is Rabbi Yudei machshir? So the kashi is, why is Rabbi Yudei machshir? So the Gemara says, מה סוב הגזרינון דיל מעשי יחלופי בקימשתור אז דאון לביד אחד ומה סוב הגזרינון תנקם סוב האף על פי שעד גט יצא מדחס אידחסים then there is true the safe also has reference the safe also has reference to the case ואין הגט יצא מתחס לשניהם. What does it mean? It's in the Seife, it doesn't mean mitachas lishneyen, mitachas yidei shloshtom. Because in the Seife, you have three altogether. Two testify on the Ksive, and one testifies on the Ksime. Now the Seife has reference also the case in aget yitzim mitachas lishneyen, which means in aget yitzim mitachas yidei shloshtom. So, who is the shliach? Only one. Who is the shliach? Who is only one, that's the one who testifies on the chsime. He is a shliach. So mele, we understand this to why. So Rabbi Yudei is machshir, because insofar as the chsive is concerned, so that too, you don't need to aid him, are always nemo. And insofar as the chsime is concerned, we have only one. But that one happens to be the shliach. So milits kosher. Now, so, we understand very well why Rabbi Yudei is machshir, but now we have to understand why do the Rabbanim pass? The answer is because true that the one who testifies under chsime is the shliach, and he was given special emunes, but since he doesn't testify on the ksive, so many an observer will hear, he'll observe the testimony by the shliach and the ksive, and he will not even know that there were two edim who testified on the ksive. So what will he say? He'll say, there was no testimony on the ksive, just one, a shliach. And the chsime, and then he'll say, in all shtores, and he dechod his nemon, and that's mirchel, that's it akole. So because of that, the chachom say his posel, and Rabbi Yudei is not gezer. Do a mirchel lachuf.
Why would he make that mistake?
Everybody could make that mistake. I would also make that mistake. And you could also make that mistake. It's a common sense mistake. If you don't see all the facts and you only see the shliach who testifies on the chsime, and he doesn't see the other two edim who testify on the chsime, he is not going to imagine that there are two other edim who testify on the chsime. So he'll come to the conclusion that's all there is, and then he sees bezdin is mikablet, so he'll see the bezdin paskent. That a nidechot can be mikayim shtorezal. ist eine Kammes, aber auf der Pischagete ist im Trassi der Zimmer, was schlecht, nur ab und getreut. Auf der Loche Kippen, die Leoma, man will von einer Tag, wie es passt, sehr dumm, was lacht, nur für. Für die Blüte so war, Kippen, dass er in der Trassi, wenn er den Kimmel aus von der Achsufe, so Leose lacht, Lufe. So Leose lacht, Lufe. In other words, so, only, why? Because only when so he emphasizes Rashi, we Rabbi Yudis over Kibin de Atzachune Treachrine bin Keimei. Treachrine bin Keimei. La su de Aksive. Suli Ose. Suli Ose lach Lufi. Why Treachrine? So in other words, implying, according to this Loshin, Rabbi Yudis is only Chilek and the Seife, but he's not Chilek and the Reish. You see, because according to the Mishnah Achrine, the Gemara says that in of Namah, Rabbi Yudah is Chilek Avarishenu. But then the Gemara says only in the Mishnah Achrine, but not in the Mishnah Rishenu, not the, according to the first Loshin. So that means that according to the first Loshin, according to the first Loshin, so Rabbi Yudah is only Chilek Avarishenu, that it's kosher. When two testify on the Ksive, and one testifies on the Ksive. So Rabbi Yudah says we don't have to be geza lachlufe kim shtoros daon. Why? Because kibn datzrichino treachrine bin keini. But the question is, maybe the observers will not even know that what treachrine. The answer is, if the Haggadah of two eidim that has more of a call, then Haggadah bani dechot. So in Mele we don't have to be cheshish. According to Rabbi Yudah, maybe many an observer will not even know, he will not even hear that in addition to the testimony by the Shliach and the Chsime, there was a testimony by two Eidim and the Chsime, because Haggadah's two Eidim has more of a call than Haggadah of Yidach. Because Haggadah's two Eidim is more of a call. Masha'im came in the Reish, were Echodim for an Echtam. The Echodim for an Echtam. And let's say it's not Yitzin that has the Shneim. And the one, the Shliach is the one who testifies under Sime, then even Rabbi Yudah would be Gezer. But only in the Seife Rabbi Yudah is Chilek, but not in the Reish. This is what Rashi says. The Rabbi Yudah Sova, Kim di Atzrichine Treachin, Mikim, he emphasizes. He is Madgish Treachin in Kim. Why do they say Treachin in Kim? The answer is, Monefshach, Rabbi Yudah is not Gezer. So let Rabbi Yudah not be Gezer in the Reish either. No, the answer is, in the Reish he is Gezer. Because in the Reish there is only one who testifies on the Ksiv. That he doesn't have much of a call. But when two Eidim testify, that has more of a call. So Mele is not Gezer. All right. Now, Lishnach. So the first Loshen, according to the first Loshen, Rabbi Yechanan says that when does the Mishnah say Achadim Ulfan Nechtam, Achadim Ulfan Nechtam is possible only if ein Aget isn't a Shnei. But if Aget isn't a Shnei, so it's kosher. Why? Because we don't need before Nechtam, before Nechtam altogether. The second Loshen says, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, just the reverse. Mishnah Achim Amrelo, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechanan, Afilu get yeitzim dachad in Yishneyem posel, al me kosova al shnayim sheviyu get in the Nesayam, tzrichim sheyeim rubi von ein Nechtam, rubi von ein Nechtam. So, the second Loshen Rav Yechanan says that the Reishe says that Echodim von Nechtam, Echodim von Nechtam posel, even if they are both shluchim, even if they are both shluchim. Why? But if they are both shluchim, why should it be necessary to say for Nechtam? So apparently, So, according to the Lashon Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Shnayim Sheviu Yisrichim Sheimu from Yachdam. And if Yisrichim, so Mele, the same person who testifies on the Chsime has to testify on the Chsive, on the Chsive. Otherwise, there'll be also Lachlufe Bikim Shtor Zal. Al Mekosov Ashtan Sheviu get in the Nesayam, in the Nesayam, it's Rikhin Shim von Nacht von Nacht am Omol Ravase gen on la Bayern in Masir Sashases Omol Ravase aber mir hat es sefe diktone schnaim im von Nacht der hat im von Nacht am Posso wir hab jude machshi a fil get jetzt in der hasen schnee im Spaß nur rabonon as rabonon Omol Yein so even in the case of now let's see the Rashi. Tzrichi ve'elu liyom gotik n'chachomim d'chivim d'chadu d'asid ha'chsine also l'achlif ve'hoyu v'yu liyom ha'chsik Sefe, Diktone, Plukte, Neime, Dumje der Reiche, da viel geht jetzt in der Halle Schnee im Passle. Dort zurück und Leima, wir haben alle Klumkamere. Because die geht jetzt in der Halle, die Aksive, Heidi, Chsime, Laf, Klum, und sie nicht lieb wieder wo. And of course, wie mit der Halle, ja, der hat mir, wei der Chsime, und Schlossten schluchen, but according to the second Loschen, even if Schlossten schluchen, so there is a requirement to say, before and after from Nechtam is end, but they don't only one testifies on the Chsime. So, Mimele, Kivin the Chsime Chadu de Asid, Viyu Lechara Chsive, Oselach Lufe Bealme, Bimai Pliye Kalim Rabbi Yude Amai Achshir. So why is Rabbi Yude Machshir? Why is Rabbi Yude Machshir? Tanikam esoval if ishimkin lishmo hilkach shnayim sheiviu get hilkach shnayim sheiviu get zricholeima vihane eloi klum amre kidamoron likamon. So in other words, if shnayim sheiviu zricholeima, and if the tam is because of him king Mishmo, so Shnaim Shiviu get Yisrich Leima, Vihane, Loya Klum Amre, so Mele, it's no good. The Rabbi Yudah Sabo Shnitzim Likaine, Hilkach, Shnaim Shiviu get Yisrich Leima, Vilo Yich Peslon. So in other words, according to, one second, please. According to the second Loshen, when we say that Rabbi Yechon holds Shnaim Sheviu get Yisrich Leima, it's only Alibi the Rabbonon, Rabbi Yechanan says, but Alibi the Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yechanan is made that Shnaim Sheviu get is Ein Yisrich Leima. Mimele, Rabbi Yud is Machshir Nesefe, and Mimele should be Machshir Nesefe too, and this is Gemara is going to say it so. Omer Rav Asher, Ma'ata Sivit, Tome Shnaim Min, from Nechtech, from Nechtech, from Postal, Rabbi Machshir, אפילו גתי כתר שני עם פסטר רבונן, אומר לי, במאי קום נפלי גמר סובה, לפי שם תקין לשמו, דץ דה רבונן, תנקמה, סוממילה, שניים שהביאו, ישריך לימה. It's not shyach to say, oh, the same שניים will be available to be מקיים. So they will be available to be מקיים, but how about the ksive? How would they see it? Now, but Mashayin came, Rabbi Yudah, he all the Tamish and suddenly came. So, Mimele Rabbi Yudah, even according to the second Loshen of Rabbi Yechanan, it's only Alibi the Rabbonon, but Alibi the Rabbi Yudah, he certainly holds the Shnaim Sheviu Zain Tzrichim. So, Mimele it's kosher. Mimele even the Reish Rabbi Yudah will be say it's kosher. Leime the Rabbi Virove, the Rabbi Virove Tanoye, Loi. Rove mitaretz klishne kame v'rabbe omalor dikul alme bino lishmo v'hoche b'mayas ginon l'ach ha'shalom du v'gzeiro shemoyaz radol v'kukul ikon nifrige die Maße war ganz in der Sommer lecker sind. Und jetzt sieht er rasch. Robin Italis kriegt eine Kamer, den geht jetzt in der Schnee. So die Kasche ist. So then, according to the second lotion of Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbonon hold like a rabbi, and we pass like the Rabbonon, so it's a kasha against Rove. So then we'll have to say that that Rove cannot agree with the second lotion of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rove mitas vishe kam din get it for shneir. Di shnai mi viu di kula un mi kosha din tzlichon itam shitsi mi kaini. Vorosh gevi echot. Which one is he she lach sine? We tell me the rabbi that I'm not real. The chiv and the ketriachin are aksive. We also lach leaf again. Rashi emphasizes triachin because only according to the second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan we say cholukoyo Rabbi Yehuda Avbarishena. But according to the first lashon, so we don't say cholukoyo Rabbi Yehuda Avbarishena, but only bishnio. Why shnio different? Then Rishaino, the answer is because in the Shnio there are two Eidim who testify on the Ksive. And that has a call. So the Mele is not Gezer, Gilnos, Rakhudim, Kishereg, Almeh, because if everybody will know that in addition to the testimony by one on the Ksive, there was a Agode by two on the Ksive. But in the case of Echodim from Echodim, Echodim from Echodim. So, an Agode by Idechod does not have such a call. So, even Rabbi Yehuda is made it also Achluf. So, Chiv, in the time of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a real, the Chiv, in the Ketriachin, the Aksiv, the Oslo Achluf. The Rabbi, make a look, the Ishne Basre. The Oma Loch, Hoche, the Machsh, Rabbi Yehuda, Lav, Mishum, the Shnei, and Vim, Getin, Tzrichin. Elach, Shalom, Daskino. Elach, Shalom, Daskino. So we don't have to say that Rabbi can only accord with Rabbon and not with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi can accord with everybody, even with Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is, so how can Rabbi Yehuda say that in the case of a get yeitze midachas yishneya midachas yishloshton, so or mishloshton, so it's kosher, so it's kosher. Why? So we said because the two will be available to be Mikayim, but according to Rabbi, Kiyum is not the only thing we are concerned. We are also concerned about Lishmo. The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda has referenced the kid to the stage of Lach HaShalomdo. Lach HaShalomdo. The Rabbi Mekel Kishnabasom Lachok, the Machshad, the Rabbi Mishnayim, you get in Tzrikha. Lach HaShalomdo Askinu. Do my Nechashlo, Ilishmo Yike. They already learned. Ilikaime, hoike di shnaime, fi rabbonon di pasle, gzeira shem yashu dobu mikro kulei, fi rabiude sova, loi gazrinon di trei, di maise gite le shricha do ikaz rabbon. Now the Gemara is saying, according to the second loss, vi liflik name rabiude bereishe, vi liflik name rabiude bereishe. In the first loss, the Gemara doesn't say that. Because in the according to the first lashon, so shnayim sheviu get is in tzrichon leima. So the liflik name Rabbi Yehuda bereishe oit maralo marule cholukoyo Rabbi Yehuda avrisheno. But that's only according to the second lashon, but not according to the first lashon. The liflik name Rabbi Yehuda bereishe bechodim ufanechta ufanechtan kim liflikar shneim v'likam elek lemechash. Moshe Raveishe, Liul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe Bezuv Loi Ba'acheres. The Kashi is directed against Ule. What? Ule. Because Ule said that Holukoya Rabbi Yehuda Avdarishe. That Rabbi Yehuda is Machshe even in the first Bove. On the case of Echodim Ufanechter, Echodim Ufanechter. So, Moshe Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah Machshir Bezu. There is a price that says Rabbi Yudah Machshir Bezu. Bezu Vlacheres. My lovely Mute Echodim Ufanechter, Echodim Ufanechter. So it's a cash against Tule. Loi li Mute Ufanechter, ma vo loi Ufanechter. So then, of course, Rabbi Yudah is made his possible. Salta the Hamine Hoy, because Rabbi Yudah Xeira Shemi Yazda Kule. Dilmurasalachlufe. Bikum shows the alma be dehod, namely Gaza, Kamashmalon. Now the Rash. The leaf is done of the Berech, the Hadim of Nechtam and Nechtam. Kim the Italian Schnee, the Kamelak Lamerash, the Lishwaname, Olom, the Kilkul Haish, Lolimutu for an Echtam, Olom for an Echtam, the Hadu, Psulim, Shmuzea, Dilmurasalachlufe. יתמנעם אמר רב יהודה שניים שהביאו גט מבנס ים בונו מחלקס רב יהודה ורב בונון so that's like the second lotion of רב יחנן רבי ברכון יתמנעם את לישנם בסד רב יחנן דבי גט קייס מתח שני מחלקס רבי ברכון החולש didn't feel well אוס אולי גבי רב יהודה ורבי לישיו לבי so they inquired from a certain child What will the Shaila boy me? Schneiden sie wie ihr geht in der Sayam, zirin sie ihm von der Nacht von der Nacht mehr in Zirichin, um alle mehr in Zirichin. So Rabbi Yudah said, mal jem Rufon, von denen und ihr schon mir und mir ne, ad oche ose, hau chavre, chavre, that's, there was a time in Bovel when chavre were Persians. And they belong to the sect of the Zoroastrians. You know, he believed that they are two rishuyes, that Misha Boroei Ali Boracheshach, that they are two deities. I mean, they are their lily. So, and they were very cruel to the Jews. I mean, they tried to force the Jews to violate the Torah. I mean, and even to recognize their Zoroastrian faith. So, Shokle.
They were Abin Zorah.
The Goyim, I mean the Malchus, those who ruled in Bovel at that time. The Chavre. So, Shakle, Lishrage, Mikamaye. In other words, they called themselves Chaverim. They were an ancient members of the cult, you know, the cult, they're all Chaverim. They're all brothers, you know. They live together, I mean, everything together. So that was an ancient cult, the Zoroastrians. And they believe they are Shnei Rishuyis. Misha Boroei, Liboro, Liboro Acheshech. So Rashi says, Chavre Parsi, Shakle, Lishage, they took away all the candles. She actually Parsi, Yimei, She Madlikin, Eya, Beisi, Eya, Melbisa, Zoro Shalem. In other words, they believed in two deities, so they had holidays that were dedicated to one god, and holidays that were dedicated to another god, you know, like the Greek mythology. I mean, there was, in their faith, there was a constant conflict between the two deities. So, and they didn't want to involve themselves in the machlekes between the two deities. So Mele, they were loyal to both of them. So certain days were dedicated to the deity who was responsible for darkness. And certain days were dedicated to the deity that was responsible for light. They didn't want to become involved. They are peaceful people, you know. They pursued peace, shalom, you know. Shalom. So then, on the day, on the holidays, on the fest, on the religious festivals that were dedicated to the God that created darkness, so no one was allowed to turn a light. Everybody had to sit in the darkness, because if somebody will turn on the kindle a candle, you know, in his home, so that deity will become angry at them. Some mele. They were gazing against the Jews too, that no one is supposed to kindle the light, but they didn't trust the Jews, so they took away all the candles. So then, as these Amoroim were engaged in the Indian of Shnaim Shevio Getin, so these officers came and took away all the candles. Shakul Ishagin Kamai. Omar. So he said, I suppose Rabbi Yudah was the one he said. No, Rabbi Bachone published it. Rabbi Bachone said. Rabbi Bachone said, I batulach oi bitule bareisef. In other words, he was mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, either you put us in your own shade, that means you redeem us from the goles, you redeem the goles, or l'chol apoches, if it's not time to be redeemed, put us, the Mashiach come, yeah. But if it's not time, and b'yita achishen, or if it's not the time yet for to be redeemed, l'chol apoches, put us under the yoke of the Bnei Esav, not under the yoke of the Persians, because the Bnei Esav are better than the Persians. So, oy arbiyeinu rachmone, oy batuloch, oy batuloch, oy bitule de bareise, tule de bareise, oy arbiyeinu bitziloch, oy arbiyeinu bitzelu Bnei Esav, shehein mechabdin Eisono, she mechabdin Eisono. So, because Bareis have had respect. I mean, so the Gemara says, Lememre da remoye malim pasoi. Remoye means the
Romans.
The Romans, yeah, right. Whatever, not the Romans, I don't know. It's not easy to determine what here Baraisov means. Or it means the Romans, or it means, maybe it means already the Christians, because at that time, the time of the Maroim, so the Christian faith has already spread. So Mimele, maybe Armoye has reference to the Netzrim, the Goy. So Mimele, the Armoye, Malim, Pasoy, that Bnei Esav are better to the Jews than the Persians. V'atone rapkiyem maidek siv el kin hevin darko v'hu yoda es mekeimo yidea kodish boruchu b'Yisrael shen yechilin likabel zeras arnuim omad v'higlo yison libovel. So Bovel is better than Esav. So why did he praise Esav over and above Bovel? So the Gemara says, Loikashi, ho, Loikashi, ho mikamed neisechavro li Bovel, ho li bosado sechavro li Bovel. In other words, until the Zoroastrian, they were, what modern people would call the Zoroastrians, are what modern people would call fundamentalists, you know. But of course, the trouble is that Goyim, Reiv Goyim, as the Rambam has an expression, Goyim v'Reiv Gilme Yisrael. So here too, so Goyim and Reiv Gilme Yisrael call Ayatollah Khomeini a fundamentalist, and Rabbi Shafankin is also a fundamentalist. They all belong. I mean, in all the Anglo-Jewish organs, whether it's the Sentinel in Chicago, or it's another Anglo-Jewish organ in Los Angeles or in New York, they equate Rabbi Shafankin and all other Shavonim, even Rav Moshe Feinstein and Ayatollah Khomeini and the Shiites, they're all fundamentalists.
All the same,
fundamentalists. So, somebody once asked me, a correspondent of the New York Times, after I came back from Israel, so he didn't write it up because he wasn't happy with my answer, so he didn't write it. But he tried to elicit from me a certain statement, but he didn't, so he didn't mention it. But he asked me, Rabbi Soloveitchik, tell me, are you a fundamentalist? So I says, it all depends what the definition of a fundamentalist is. If you consider Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is well known to everybody, so he says a fundamentalist, then I'm happy to be in his category. But if you consider Ayatollah Khomeini fundamentalist, I'm not a fundamentalist. I consider Ayatollah Khomeini as a murderer. So he told the defense, he didn't mention it. He didn't mention it, he was not happy. So the Parsoye, the Zoroastrians, were what is called by modern people fundamentalists. No, Khomeini is a fundamentalist. Why? Because he wants to impose his faith upon the whole world. Whole world, I mean Khomeini, put a price on the head of Rushdie. Why? Because in his opinion, Rushdie uttered blasphemy against Mahmoud. Okay, so suppose he did, so he's vowing to put a price on everybody's head, yeah, in the whole world, not just in Iran, but in the whole world, in the United States, in England, Australia, the whole world. The whole world. That's a fundamentalist. So the Zoroastrians are also fundamentalists, you know. They try to impose by force, through violence, you know, their faith.
There's a lot of Christians that way too, Rabbi Sovich.
Okay. Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu be son loy kash yehom kam yinisa chavar libova holy bosal de osa chavar libova. So until the Zoroastrians, the Chaverim, so came to Bavel, took over in Bavel, so then the Bavel, the regime in Bavel was much better than the Romans or the Christians. But once the Zoroastrians, and they were very harsh and rigid and fundamentalist in the modern sense, and they tried to impose their faith upon everybody, including the Jewish people, so that was, they were much worse than the Romans. Now the Rashi. Chavre pasoye shakol ishage shish vipasmi nimei shim adliki meya beizirein nao bisad bilar shalem oma rabo vachone rachmone oi bituloch oi abu epeini bitzilcho oi aglinu bitzil nea isof shim echabe nisano ei vindarko shal teiro vilimdeo heiche niruyo lisi ashev zere shegezo nishmat shalom nisasku biteiro vilihikaimu mitzves. So here there is a very strange Rashi. So according to the plain pshat, means much later, not be made Nebuchadnezzar. And historically it is like that, because the Zoroastrians took over the power in Bavel much later. Hundreds of years later. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Homi kame nineise chavali bovel b'mei kazdim v'chadnetza v'evel mreidach u'bal shetzar. So, l'boso v'avel chavre mishikov ashkire shesamalchus u'mola b'bovel. And that's very strange, because in the country, Kiresh was one of the most enlightened, ancient despots. I mean, Kiresh, I mean, he gave Rishus to build a Bishamidosh. The Rashi is very strange. All right, now you'll see Tesis, Spirit, the Kuntres, Chavra, Haile, Parsi, and Mikamidos, and Chavra, Libovel. I'm just going over this Tesis, even though we did not go over the other Tesis, because it's Nihir, the Pshat, because the Rashi is very difficult. Rashi requires explanation, because Rashi's Pshat is not, it does not conform to the historical fact. Period, the Kuntres Chavra Haine Parsi, Omikami Dosa Chavra Bovel Haine Mikaz, Vachadnetza Vevim Redach, Ubal Sheitza, Ubosa Deose Haine Kishikov Ashkira, Shisamalchus, Umola Bibolo, the Koshal Rab Netam, Dalko Choch, Chavirim, Lav Haine Parsi, Yomifrik, Asoro Yuchsen, Erani Parsim Demin Lichayoli Shalbis Dovi, Erani Chaveirim Demin Lach Chabole. They were real terrorists, they were murderers, the Chaveirim. The Chaveirim. They were like the cult members. I mean, now it was revealed that there is a certain cult who are committing ritual murders and that he killed over 100 people. I mean, he understands. It's being investigated. You know, there is a certain cult, a sect, where the members commit ritual murder. They kill as a mitzvah, as a religious good deed, you see. So the Haverim were terrorists. They were terrorists, they were murderers, and they did everything because of religious fanaticism. So it's Demon Lemelacho Chabole. Al-Am Haverim, Demon Chabole, they befeel it Habuali Vemte Mashma, in Rabbi Yechon was a Chavali Bovel, the only Rabbi Yechon was a Chavali Bovel, Shagan of Alvede Marie, the Haverim in Numa Achas, Shebob me Rabbi Yechon, וכשבול בובל הרשיר את הפרסים שהיו בבובל והזכר קלוטפי מהרמוי. But originally in the country, the Persians were the best among the ancient Tumisero.
Even in the days of Nebuchadnezzar?
No, Nebuchadnezzar was a Bavli, he was not a Persian. Oh. But the Persians, I mean the country, and when Kiresh took over Bovel in the country, then it was the best days for the Jews. The Rashi is very strange. So it's mashma that only in the days of Rav and Rav Kane, so they came to Bovel. Mashin Rav was a pastor in Bovel. So how will Rashi explain that Gemara? Vayimeri, even though the Balatis is a chilek on Rashi, but how would Rashi explain it? Vayimeri, the Hosam Avikarush, she had eaten Abba Malchus of the Yivone, she meishlin shel Bovel hoyam the Yivonim, the Achshov, ha meishlin in Parsim, avol Eilom, Parsim hoy shom miskeresh. Now let's go over the Gemara, and then we'll go over the cases. Echodim ufal nechta v'shnayim ufal nechta kosher. That's the last bar, where one says before nechta and shnayim ufal nechta is kosher. Omar avame, Omar abeichanen loishon lo shad get yitzim idachas yadit ksive. When the Shliach is the one who testifies on the Ksive, the Nas Samumele, the Shliach has special ones, as if he had been to aid the Shliach. But somebody who is not a Shliach doesn't have any special ones, so he's an Edech. So Rabban Omer Abichan says, when does the Mishnah in the last Bode say, Echodim Eifon Enechta? And it certainly does not have, the Les Bove certainly does not have reference to the case where Shloshton are Shluchim. But it has reference to the case where not Shloshton are Shluchim. So only one is a Shliach. Who is the Shliach? The Shliach is the one who testifies on the Ksive. So the one who testifies on the Ksive is the Shliach, so even though he's an Idechot, but he has special emunas, Mitzat Shliach. And the two who testify in the Chsime, they don't have special emunas, but they have general emunas. So Mele, in final analysis, it's like two Kitesedim testify. One Katedim testifies on the Chsime, Mamesh testifies on the Chsime. So it is effective because of the Din of Kolatir Kula, to aid. And the one who testifies on the Ksive, he's a Shliach, so because of his special halacha, that he is the Mones. So it's like Shnayim. Lo Yishon Shaget Yitzintach Ksive. He has Shnayim al Zeh, Shnayim al Zeh. Avo Mitachas Yidich Sime is possible. Why? But suppose the get is Yitzim Mitachas those who testify on the Ksime. And the one who testifies, who says before an echtav, is not a shliach. So merely he doesn't have special amount. So true, as far as the chsina is concerned, we have a good agode. But aval mitachar the chsina yiposel. Aval mikasol ha-shnayim she-hiviyu get minis-hayam. Tzrichin she-yeng v'lifon ha-nechta v'lifon ha-nechtam. And v'lifon ha-nechtam is not enough. So true to testify on the chsina. So that's good, like in kol ha-tirei kule, but it too can be mikayim, but then the osel achlufe became shtorah da'ome.
Right.
Aome kesova shnayim shivi gedim sayam tzitzin from nechta from nechtam. Aome ravas lo matri shiktoin shnayim from nechtam. Yechodim from nechtam posto v'rab yudeh marchir. V'afilu get yitzin d'achar yishneyem pasle rabono omar lehein. Zimnashkechad yosu v'komar d'afilu get yitzin d'achar yishchassime kosher. Aber mit der Sola Schneim, sie wiegen sie am Einzrichen von Nacht von Nacht. Und mit der Wasser macht er sich den Schneim von Nacht, von Nacht am Puzzle, für die Bühne Marsche, teilen wir den Agetis und all die Schnee, und Agetis und all die Schnee, Marsche, Rabonne, Omelein, wo sind die in Loyamut Loche, Omelein, Yosei, Yosei to Shalei Tomit. In other words, he was Chazer. So, which one should be accepted? The last one, the Rashi. Mitari k'shiv yashlich nemon k'shnayim posov al p'shishnim uviyu z'nim panachers ashka vasa rabame yosidi lo shenachin zemez. Here, this whole Gemara, it's only a question of the pshat in the Gemara. I mean, it's the only question of the Now the thesis, daf tezayim amud aleph. אבל גט יש את על די שניים כושר, מה שפיר את ביקונטה של שני הדוקים בי, לאו דווקא, שימצור שיומם יש שניים הדוקים ביחסים בגט, אבל ששניים אימרים שהבעל לא עושה שניים שלוחים על כך, ואום להם, שני יחם הליכו גט לישתי ונוס נויח עוד מרם את חברי, כי דאמונם בסיף עסקה בל, כולכם הליכו איך עוד מילים ממם את כולם, ואם הוא היה חושליח ואשרים מיד שבפונות נוסנה פאולה סגת לחברי להרליח לאיש לרובי כושר עם מים מים מפונים לגירשו אבל רבי אפילו אחר שלומדו אין להכשר כיוון שהם שניהם שלוחים ודווקא בשניהם שלוחים אמרינו הם בפרק כמה די כושר רב משום תרי ביטרי מה השיגיתם מפרי שריחה אבל כאי גבנה לוי אל מקוסוב השניים שביר גט, אין צריך אמפיר וקונטרס, דיטאי ממשים דגנוצים לקהל נאי, ונראית, אפילו למנדומה. So Rashi says, that the one who says שניים שביר גט, אין צריך, must hold that the time is because of נמצים לקהל נאי. He cannot agree with Rabbi, the story is very simple. Because why do you say Shtayim Shiviyu Get is in Tzrichim? Because these two have mnemones. But if the Tam is because of Lishmo, so you have available Eidim and the Kiyum, but how about the Lishmo? So that's why Rashi says that the one who says Shtayim Shiviyu Get in Tzrichim must necessarily hold like Rove, not like Rabbi. So Deity says, no. V'nire da filo mandon shimkin lishmo ay roche t'leach ha-shalom du b'bitrei du l'ishriach l'gazlimon. Because there was this, only originally they were ignorant. But later on they became more educated, became more knowledgeable. But still we required before v'nechtam v'nechtam because of k'seir shem yazra davul k'kulei. But when it's imilse lishricha like shnayim sheiviyu, so then we are not geizer from yazdav lukol. Minira da afil mandam shekin yishmo ayroch elach shalom litreig lishriach ligazrin shen yazdav lukol. Ava mandisova shnayim shvi getzuchim al kocha sova olivishim kiyin yishmo ki rabbe v'rove afil yom alze bifanech kubzo bifanech mkosher ki mishim min shabal sholchom dimayonim bifaninu girsho. ואם תימה הוא רוב הנאמה, דיו מבעל מצריכים, ואוכל דיקושע משום דחד בנאי המעשית, דסים קשת דדבדת רש, אקסיבה וחד אקסיבה, ואין לימה בכי מילי מעשית הכולה מילסה, loydayek, this is the chidin the daye. So this loydayek, do tman echadim for an echta, v'shnayim for an echta, kosher, alma mehem and chad, afal gavli masid laksil lechudev leamir loydayek, v'yesh leima. The same teretz as Rashi and Nodreshen. The k'tiim, he said, it's tzrichim be'alme, gam kan lo yomeil. The chidin shein kan aleichot shemeil, lachsim levad, ose, leachluve b'kim shtore d'alme, afal gav di'idoch, meil laksive, ma'achad haide, ma'asid achsim, ole ma'asid achsive. The rabbi nami is lekim le'achluve. The chidin dikvar tikne, even though the Gemara says, daf gimul, that rabbi is not chishish mishimach lufe. So it all means, according to Rabbi, there is no gzeire of lach lufe. But since the heterim misak, because of lishmo, the chidin dikvar tiknu for an echta v'shem lishmo, tiknu namid itzorach lema mishimach lufe. Ki ashim aliyu ferikam. Afal pi shekid mishim shnayim in tzrich aloi mishim kiyo, el mishim lishmo, mikol mokim kidin ditzorich, Mi eides mishum lishmo, yizberu eilom deides ze mishum kiyemu, vi osa lachlufe mishum kiyem shtarevam. Ho get yetzim dali shnei machshir abonon, mi dan vikin li visharei tzal yishel, vi chen get yetzim imai pligit, vi get yetzim da shnei im nichali di pligit, mi shifor vloshen sheini, uv vloshen sheini yifret, vi nichali tfei di pligit, ben get yetzim, yifor eskan vloshen lishinu, chen sugi zui, kebele trefet, kebele trefet. Alma ksura tzrichin haini kravi v'rashi. B'mai pligye, v'lei din teima, leime di pligye b'achlufe k'mo yuloshen rishin, v'eime ri di bi shleime lishne kame, ikal meima di taime di rabi yudem mishum di lechai yish l'achlufe, kidin din get yeitze yal mitahas yidachsime, muchach milse mishum di tchsime nenem bi yechidi li vishishli hagen, v'nitzchachim l'naksiv etrei mishul hava shluchim, Aber heilig schnell die Mäkel, die geht jetzt mit der Schneien. Ich kann mich als Lachrufe, da hast du ihn keine Chore, die mit der Mäkel erzieht, ich nahm mich schnell rein. Und maß habe ich nicht zu mir, keine hast du haben, was war geschehen, du lief gerade wieder bereichert. So, why did the Gemara wait? Einach nahm, die Gemara could have asked the same Kashi. But the Gemara waited, and then the Gemara pointed out. Wir haben aber die Kula und die Adima, yeah. Wir haben aber auch, The Kulam who had been was Lishnu, the Rabbi Kulishne Kame, the day Name betrayed my Sigita in Trimshle Shrek Amor.